Passage 2.
Good evening. I've been looking forward to this evening for a long time because I've known for many years how important CBIT is to the global information technology industry. So before I go any further, I want to thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this important forum. Now, I've given a lot of thought as to what I would say to you this evening. On the one hand, I'm here as a representative of the information technology industry on the eve of an event that is bigger by orders of magnitude than any other technology exhibit. That's quite a statement in an industry that's good at many things, especially celebrating its own creations. On the other hand, like most of you, I've spent most of my professional life as a customer of this industry. So I know that after the splash and the promises comes the harsh light of morning. And often the customer is left standing alone wondering what happened. Or as the head of one of our most important German customers put it, yours is an industry that is very good at weddings and not so good at marriages. So tonight, while I will talk about the power and the potential of information technology, I hope to temper my remarks with the perspective I had when I came to IBM 5 years ago, the perspective of a customer. Now, I started out this evening saying I hope to represent the voice of the customer. And as we project the benefit of this network world to hundreds of millions of people, maybe even a billion, it's clear that the information technology industry has a lot of work to do. We have got to make this technology easier to use and more natural. In that video, you saw some of the things we and others are doing and working on ease of use today. We've got to reach agreement on standards. Standards for communications, for security, for software development. And I'm asking you as customers to keep the heat on this industry. Demand that we deliver open standards. Everybody's software running on everybody's hardware over everybody's network. There's another set of issues that extend beyond the information technology industry. They're public policy issues. Some have been around forever, like privacy. Some we recognize as old issues in new dimensions, like security and taxation in the global marketplace of the internet. Resolving these issues is going to require a new level of international cooperation. And I think the nations of the European Union have set a real leadership example in preparing for the common currency, perhaps the most important change since European integration and the Treaty of Rome. IBM has been pleased to be involved in helping a number of you prepare for this, which will fundamentally alter the economic landscape and make it easier for all our companies to grow in Europe. But because the nature of the networked world is just global, it has to be global, agreements to these critical policy issues are going to take this issue of cooperation to a new level. We're going to have global public policy. First, people must have inexpensive access to the telecommunications services they need to participate, meaning governments have to encourage competition and end monopoly structures. And the news from Europe is very encouraging recently here. It's also clear that discriminatory tax policies can stifle this very nascent, early forming economic engine. We have to ensure that electronic business is taxed the same way as the physical business world. No more, no less. And the OECD has taken on this work, and we heartily support their efforts. We also support the move to keep the internet a tariff-free zone. This will be a big fight, but it's one we have to win together. Next, security. The demands of customers for strong encryption and government's legitimate concerns about their ability to provide public safety and enforce laws don't have to be mutually exclusive. IBM is working with the U.S. government, with the European Union, and governments around the world to support an unrestricted market for encryption products that can interoperate globally. We're not anywhere near as far along on this as we need to be, but I'm confident we'll get there. We have to get there. There's too much at stake. Finally, privacy. How can we continue to strike the balance, the right balance, between respect for the individual's privacy and the benefits, on the other hand, of information flow in a connected world? The solution here must start with the private sector, not government, and a reaffirmation of a few proven principles by all businesses, that consumers get fair notice about information that is used, that is theirs, and an opportunity to control and confirm its use. And a number of companies are moving in this direction. IBM has recently adopted a global privacy policy for managing information online, and it is posted on all of our websites around the world. With global agreement and cooperation and understanding, the information technology industry, government, and our customers will go forward, I believe, and ensure that this global marketplace grows boldly, safely, and delivers on a real promise that's important to everyone. As we look ahead to the next millennium, I don't think there's any question any longer about the profound power of this technology. In an incredibly short span of time, it is developed to the point where we can talk about it in the same context as any of the other great technologies that have transformed our world. We're watching, we're participating in the emergence of something much bigger than a new computing model, much different than just a new channel for human interaction. Information technology, and specifically network technology, represents the most powerful tool we've ever had for change. It's a new engine for economic growth. a new medium that will redefine the nature of relationships among governments and institutions and businesses of all kinds and the people they serve now and they might serve tomorrow. This powerful tool is here for all of us today. Each of us will have to decide how we'll exploit it and how soon. But in any case, the nations, the government agencies, the public sector, and commercial institutions that do this most effectively will create enormous competitive advantage into the 21st century. Thank you very much, and I hope you have the most successful CeBIT ever.